And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us here very often, speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Happy almost Thanksgiving.
I know. We're almost there. I can't wait. What are you going to do that day? You got any plans?
I was going to do some serious eating.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And Thanksgiving.
It's always good to give thanks and good to be kind to people. That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's good to do that all the time.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. See you next week.
So... What's going on this weekend? What's going on this weekend and beyond?
There is a lot of theater this weekend, so let's shout out to almost all of them. Red Thread's doing David Margulies' play The Country House, which is about a theatrical family. That's over at El Museo Cultural. Runs through the weekend.
That's a good play.
Yeah, and if you want to, he's a great writer, and if you want to bring the kids to something fun, you got a couple options. Teatro Paraguas' Umbrella Theater Children's Program is doing the student production The Emperor's Ugly Daughter, over at the Teatro Paraguas Studio on Calle Marie off Henry Lynch Road. You could also go see Peter Pan. Who doesn't like Peter Pan? Flying Through the Air, etc. Staying Young Forever. Santa Fe Performing Arts youth programs are presented by Pandemonium. Santa Fe Performing Arts, sorry, at Old Pecos Trail. I think Pandemonium just did this, so that's why I got confused. But it is Army for the Arts over at Old Pecos Trail. And then there's an interesting sounding play I know nothing about by Stephen Yockey, called Very Still and Hard to See, which it says is about supernatural events. So that's kind of interesting. And the Greer Garson Theater is doing that with the students from Santa Fe University of Art and Design. So,
That's right up your alley.
Yeah, the big one I want to talk about real fast, and there's a big story on Paso Tiempo in it, is Voices from Israel, Palestine, and New Mexico. And that's the creativity for Peach. You know who they are, right?
Yeah. We actually talked to them about this yesterday on the air.
Yeah, so they bring every year. I can't remember how many years they've done this now. Dottie and Dyke and her staff have brought these.
I think they're on their 12th year.
I was going to say 10 to 15, so yeah. They bring young teen girls from Israel and Palestine territory in for workshops. They get to meet. They get to camp out together. They get to talk about what's happening in their countries. They get to connect, maybe become friends, and certainly try to see the point of view of the other one. So they've put together a series. They had them write in journals or diaries, right?
Yeah.
And then they've developed monologues. Is that correct from them?
Yeah. Well, they developed a whole staged play.
Yeah. So it's going to be playing at Warehouse 21, and that sounds really terrific. Again, there's a big story in Paso Tiempo about it today. That opens tonight at 7 o'clock. No charge for students.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock, very inexpensive for adults, no charge for students. Given what's happening all over the world, I think it's going to be a really worthy show. So there's a lot of theater to go see this weekend.
Excellent. And for our friends who are down near Albuquerque or would like to take a drive down to Albuquerque, the second annual Indian Pueblo Cultural Center Pueblo Film Festival is happening on Saturday and Sunday all day long. There's a welcome and blessing at 10 in the morning. And then there are presentations about media in the Pueblo world. There's an environmental film series. There is a reception tomorrow at 5. And then on Sunday, Pueblo Women in Film and a bunch of other films. So for more information, you can contact the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque.
And I'm not sure how many Pueblos are having Thanksgiving events. I do know that Taos Pueblo Day School is having their annual Thanksgiving powwow. If you want to go up in Taos, there'll be dancers and drummers, etc. It's in the evening on Thanksgiving. Very, very cheap entry fee. The proceeds benefit the students at Taos Day School. So, yeah, there'll be some Thanksgiving things to do.
Also in Albuquerque on Saturday, tomorrow from 9 to 4:30, is at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, is the 16th Annual Congreso de las Acequias, the Congress of Acequias. And I don't know if that's, let's see.
I'll probably get more work done in the Congress we have in D.C.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's an event. Well, for more information, you can call 995-9644 if you want to find out more about that.
That's pretty good. All right, let's say you want to go dancing tonight. You're like, boy, it's Friday night. I'd like to go dancing. Do you have options for dancing? Rockabilly band Cowboys and Indians is at the Boxcar Sports Bar and Grill tonight at 9 o'clock. You got a call for a cover. Cowgirl Barbecue has Americana music by the Santa Fe Ryu, 8:30, no cover. JJ and the Hooligans is such a hot band. 9 o'clock tonight, El Farol, call for cover. The Pleasure Pilots, great swing, jazz, blues. La Fonda Lounge, 8 o'clock, no cover at all. And that's just a little bit of the dance music happening all over town. The Skylight has the Alchemy Party with DJs Dynamite Soul and Poetics at 9. And you can also, if you want to hear some more soothing music, you got Doug Montgomery at Vanessa at 6. You got Don Curry and the guitar at Tiny's at 5:30. And you have David Geist and Julie Trujillo at the Pranzo Italian Grill at 6 o'clock. Call for cover there. So some options. You can sit back and just listen to some nice music or go dancing.
Excellent.
One more. Michael Combs and Jerry Carthy, Low and Slow Lowrider Bar at the Hotel Chimayo downtown, 7 to 10. No cover.
The Hotel Chimayo downtown Chimayo?
No, thank you. The Low and Slow Lowrider Bar is at the Hotel Chimayo de Santa Fe,
oh,
which is right next to our public library. So that's a good misconstruction.
Okay, no.
You fixed that.
Thank you. And Michael Combs, besides being a wonderful musician, is a veritable encyclopedia of Mexican folk music.
Oh.
He's collected songs that would otherwise have been completely forgotten.
I must be a veritable something. What would you say I am when you think of, like, Robert Knott? Robert Knott is a veritable...
You are a veritable...
Uh-huh.
I can't say it on the radio. Moving right along. Okay, you're a veritable consummate journalist and Dean Martin sound-alike and encyclopedia of horror films of the 1940s through 60s.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And you're blushing.
I thought you were going to say something naughty.
Okay, so there is a series at the CCA called The Masters Exhibition on Screen, and they're having basically movies about art. And there's one that starts today called Peggy Guggenheim, Art Addict, and there's another one called Girl with a Pearl Earring and Other Treasures from Marie Toys. And that one starts tomorrow. And don't forget, at the CCA, Tab Hunter Confidential,
which
we interviewed Tab Hunter this week on the Radio Cafe. And
I interviewed him for Paso Tiempo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He's terrific.
He's really terrific. This cool guy who's just sort of transitioned into being so comfortable with himself, whose story is really fascinating, having been one of the last movie stars created by the studio system in the 1950s, Warner Brothers specifically.
Yeah.
You tend to forget he made all these great little pictures. He was in Damn Yankees and a wonderful Western called Gunman's Walk and Battle Cry. And it's a great documentary about him. It just captures you along with the Hollywood of those days and the stuff he was going through as a gay man trying to hide his sexuality in Hollywood in the 50s, playing very masculine heterosexual leads. But he's terrific. I got an interview with him in Paso Tiempo. You interviewed him. And that is when? Is that Sunday?
Yeah, that's the Sunday at 2 o'clock is the Tab Hunter Confidential, which is a documentary. And then that same evening at 7 o'clock is Lust in the Dust, which is a movie that he was in with Divine. He started making movies with John Waters. This isn't a John Waters movie, but... It's got that feel to
it. And
it
was shot here in Santa Fe.
And Tab Hunter is going to be here.
Yes, on Sunday.
In Poison.
That's pretty good. I think Kirk Ellis might be interviewing him.
Oh, awesome.
The screenwriter. While you look for the Cat of the Week, because we had to go weeks without the Cat of the Week.
We've got the Cat of the Week.
Oh, boy. Let's talk about something that sounds really interesting for Wednesday. It's lunchtime. You got your brown bag lunch. You're sitting there saying, gee, I don't know where to go or what to do. It's getting cold outside. I don't want to sit in a park. Suddenly, you realize it's Brain Power and Brown Bags Lecture. Yay! At the Meme Community Room. Yay! At the Fray Angelico Chavez History Library on Washington Avenue. Yay again.
You're yaying yourself.
No, I'm talking about Dale Rice of Texas A&M, who will be speaking at noon Wednesday about Taco Bell They Ain't, Short Histories of Tex-Mex, Mexican, and New Mexico Cuisines. In case you don't know what cuisine is, that's sort of a rice. Anyway. You can check out this at the palaceofthegovernors.org. Lectures, call 476-5090. The brown bags is free, but it's sort of like reserved seat. Not reserved, but what do you call it when it's restricted? There's only so many seats.
Limited.
Thank you.
Limited seating.
Yes, maybe 40 seats at most. And bring your own lunch.
So, guess what time it is?
Well, no, I'm always asking you to say what time it is. You're like, people don't need the time anymore. What time is it?
It's time for Cat of the Week.
Oh, boy.
It's this... week's featured cat is Georgetta. Georgetta is a social and playful little kitty, but she would probably prefer to be a special princess in an only kitty household. She is a beautiful girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings with white socks.
I got a long coat for the winter.
And she's about 3 years old, and she's a cute little kitty.
I'm cute.
If you would like to see Georgetta or any of the other cats available for adoption, you can go to the website fandfnm.org. That FNF stands for Felines and Friends. You can also write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. That's all I have to say about Georgetta.
All right, so what time is it now, really, in terms of time?
8:39, 8:40.
See, this stuff happens. People need to know. They're driving to work. They're late. They're like, what time is it?
They all have clocks in their cars.
My Jeep doesn't have a clock. It doesn't have anything.
It doesn't have doors.
No, I got the door put on.
Oh, okay.
It took 6 months to find the parts, and finally I have a door back on my Jeep.
Excellent.
I know. You ain't kidding. Of course, the roof's coming apart, but never mind that.
Never mind that.
Okay. Fighting Words, a conversation on the culture of war from the page to the screen, is going to be in the La Fonda Hotel today. Hampton Sides, a great writer, William Broyles. It's at 5:30 p.m. However, it says it's a private reception and conversation. Check for ticket availability. Conversation only is going to cost you some money. Check out silverbulletproductions.com. Here's a phone number. 505-820-0552, because we're almost getting around to some Christmas songs here, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But you could sing Thanksgiving songs.
I wish you a merry Thanksgiving.
No.
I wish you a merry living. Okay.
All right. Fall Fiber Fiesta. New Mexico's tradition in fiber arts is extensive, bridging cultures, techniques, and materials. So
there's like reading from something.
I know. Well, we're all reading from something. That's how life goes. Fall Fiber Fiesta is a place where you can meet the artists who are doing fiber art, and that is today. Let's see. Preview cocktail hour at 6 o'clock. Fairly low admission charge, light refreshments. And then tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 5, it's at the Scottish Rite Temple. If you would like more information, here's the website, evfac.org. You can also call 505-747-3577. Fall Fiber Fiesta at the Scottish Rite Temple.
Say, what do you know about this recycling fair over there at the convention center down on Marcy Street?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that this week, too.
Yeah, what happened?
We talked about the fact that there is a recycled art festival at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Yeah, I'm just going to... What do you mean we talked? I wasn't here. We talked about this earlier.
I was talking with Sarah Pierpont.
All right, so that's this weekend, both days, Saturday and Sunday at the convention center. I'm going to say it's roughly 10 to 5 p.m. if I'm off. Forgive me.
Isn't there an event tonight also? Is that right?
An event tonight. Yes, of course, we know everything here on the
Check it out.
Show.
I think it's 5 to 9 tonight.
Oh, wait a minute. It's 5 to 9 tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good job. Minimal price to get in. Ages and 11 and under. No charge. Oh, tonight's the trash fashion and costume contest.
Yeah. Yeah, can't miss that.
I should put on like a garbage can with suspenders and see if I can get in.
Yeah. I'll be there with my camera.
Why? In case those suspenders...
In case those suspenders... Okay. There's a play...
That's killing you.
There's a play tonight called Bells the Reunion. It's a premiere play by Mark Dunn. And... Oh, no, it's not today. It's Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Theater of the Santa Fe Women's Club. That's 1616 Old Pecos Trail here in Santa Fe. And it's free admission. So if you want to check out this play... the reunion, check it out on Sunday.
There's a book fair at the library on Saturday. You should go there and have some fun. It's at the Lafarge branch. Discount books only, 10 to 4 o'clock. Friends of the Santa Fe Public Library book sale, that's Saturday. You want to buy some books, head over there. That's where that old swimming pool is that I don't think they use anymore on Llano Street.
Right.
Near DeVargas School and around the corner from Kmart.
And Green River Pottery Studio Gallery is having its 7th annual open house, holiday open house this weekend. Friday today from 3 to 5 and Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4. And that is, what is the address there? It's over, oh, it's at 1710 Lena Street, near the Lena Street Lofts and Iconic. For more information, you can go to greenriverpottery.com.
And that's pretty good.
They do nice pottery.
Yeah. The Rifters is a great country band. They're playing over at the dance station, which you know, because they used to do a lot of salsa music there. I think they're doing more country these days. But anyway, they've got the Rifters in there on Saturday night. It doesn't have to be the loneliest night of the week. You've got to pay to get in. Big dance floor, really great space. They got mirrors all around it, so sometimes you feel like you're in like an exercise class or something. But it's a great dance floor for country western. You can two-step all around. And that's Saturday night for the Rifters, not to be mixed up with the Grifters.
Los Alamos physicist Albert Migliori is giving a talk tonight at, I believe it's, 7 o'clock in room 216 in the Santa Fe Community College, which is right across from the planetarium. And it's on energy storage and our energy future. This is a guy who knows a great deal on this subject and will give a talk and do Q&A. So that's tonight, Santa Fe Community College. And it's hosted by, the master's program, which is that nice high school program over...
Charter school over at the Santa Fe Community College, although they're not, they rent space there, but they're not really... Well, no, I guess it's dual credit through Santa Fe. So I should know that stuff. I used to cover education. Yeah. See what you forget when
How
you go on
general
assignments?
How quickly they forget.
You're not kidding.
I'm still thinking about the suspenders.
Why?
I don't know.
An image in your head?
I understand.
What if I just had a barrel with some suspenders? I wonder if you had your camera out. I'd be in over a barrel.
You'd be more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
That's the thing that I would be. What is it? Veritable? Is that the word we were coming
you
up with?
You're a veritable barrel of monkeys.
That's what I was looking for.
A veritable barrel of monkeys.
20 minutes I have to wait for you to come up with the right analogy.
What? You're the one.
Parable.
A veritable parable of a barrel of monkeys.
All right, that's
good. I'm going to stop this now.
All right, that's good. Thanksgiving night, you don't know what to do. You want to go dancing? Sierra, country western and old Rocky stuff. Really good old rock. 7:30 at the La Fonda. No price to get in. That same night, there's a Latin party with DJs Danny and Sa Wat opening at 9 o'clock. So it sounds like there are at least a couple of Thanksgiving night dance things you can go to. So that's that. Did you mention Placidas Holiday Fine Arts and Crafts Sale?
No.
Placidas. That's 6 miles east of Interstate 25 on New Mexico 165. Going to be about 75 artists selling 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. If you want to drive out to Placidas, head on out there. And Corrales has a Basque Gallery holiday show. They're opening this weekend. Head on down there. It's on Corrales Road. Can we talk about people looking for volunteers and such?
Yes.
All right, first of all, the Posse Tempo Writing Contest for the holidays.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I just said some swear words that I got bleeped out. I didn't mean to say them, so please forgive me. I dropped a huge anvil in my toe and I let out some terrible profanities, and Mary Charlotte just quickly and concisely, while she's a veritable censor, shut me down. All right, so the Posse Tempo Writing Contest for the holidays. You can include your best rated creative writing, including titles of any subject, prose, poetry, etc. You got to hand deliver them or mail them, snail mail, it's not email. Snail mail or hand deliver to the Santa Fe, New Mexico, 202 East Marcy in Santa Fe. The deadline is December 1st, which I believe is a week from...
That's a Tuesday.
Oh, I see. I left my
abacus. It's a week from Tuesday.
Okay, great. Good. And then the literacy volunteers of Santa Fe, who clearly haven't been working with me lately, will train individuals willing to help adults learn to read, write, and speak English. The details are available online at lvsf.org. I'm sure you could Google Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe. But you know what? I'll throw out a phone number, 428-1353. Finally, the New Mexico History Museum is looking for docents. You know what a docent does?
Yes.
Why don't you explain it, since you know everything?
They walk around with members of the public and tell them about what they're seeing in the exhibition.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, like, docent mi la do. Oh, that's do say mi. What is that?
I have no idea.
Do re. Oh, that's it. Okay, I'm getting up docents tied up with
You're
do,
getting
re,
docents tied mixed up with do a deer?
Do sent a deer. A female deer. I don't know what I'm doing.
I
better be
we're
quiet.
We're scraping.
I'm not coming on anymore. I'm done.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel of monkeys.
Oh, I'm sure you'd love to scrape that bottom. Okay, so New Mexico History Museum docents. The museum will hold weekly training classes for the Palace of the Governors and the New Mexico History Museum from 9 to 11. They need tour guides. Runs till late April. You know what? Contact Renee Harris to register and make sure anything I just told you is even vaguely true. 476-5087.
Author Peggy Von Helstein will sign her newest book, The Kitten Invasion, tomorrow, Saturday, from noon to 2 at Teca 2. a Pawsworthy Pet Emporium located in San Busco Market Center. It's free and open to the public. And she is author of Diary of a Santa Fe Cat and other books, and is very much of a cat gal.
Nice. See, I got to do the purring again. Good work.
Good. Yeah, we didn't have any dog things this week.
How come?
I don't know, man. The dog people don't send me the dog of the week.
Huh. Hey, how's your dogs doing?
They're great. The little puppy, I still have not gotten the training set to where she does not eat pens, eyeglasses, and other things made of plastic. She really likes to chew plastic.
How does she get her mitts on these things, may I ask?
Sometimes they're on the coffee table.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Are they ever on the floor inadvertently?
No, never. Nothing ever falls on the floor.
You never think to put them like up on the kitchen counter?
I think that all the time. In fact, most of my pens and eyeglasses are always on the kitchen counter. And yet.
Somehow. But you don't have a cat who would, like, cats sometimes cause grief for dogs by pushing things off the counter and then the dog picks them up and then mom and dad come home and say, Fido, bad dog, how dare you? And kitty cat sitting up in the counter all smug.
Going, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. But that's not your situation.
Hey, here's one.
Yeah.
Council on International Relations Fall 2015 lecture series finishes off.
Just looking at that. Go ahead.
With a talk by Ambassador Ryan Crocker. He's a career ambassador to Iraq, Pakistan, Syria, Kuwait, and Lebanon. It's titled, What is the U.S. Capability to Achieve Our Interests in the Middle East? That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Forum at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And for more information, sfcir.org or call 982-4931.
That's pretty good. Shidoni Foundry out on Bishop's Lodge Road in Tosuke. They're having an employees exhibit at Bronx's tonight. Reception is 5 to 7. You should head on out there. That's a lovely outdoor gallery. Preston McCall's got some landscapes at opening at McCall Fine Art Gallery at 716 Canyon Road tonight. Reception 5 to 7. And then the Balzar Contemporary Edge Gallery out at the Academic Building at the Institute of American Indian Arts has work by studio artist and museum studies senior. Reception 5 to 7. The American Indian Arts Institute is a really great facility out there on Avenue Po Road, way out past the community college, but it's great. It's worth a visit. So, got some art openings tonight.
Excellent. And did you talk about the Contemporary Clay Fair?
No.
Perhaps you didn't.
Should I have?
It's tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 5 at the Santa Fe Women's Club. It's free and open to the public. And it's a ceramic show. So New Mexico potters and ceramic artists will be showing their work and their love of clay and ceramics. So definitely go check it out. And I think a lot of these things are happening about a month before Christmas, so people can kind of do a little bit of early holiday shopping and stuff
I'm
like that.
I'm glad you brought that up. Why, that segues perfectly into my next segue. Let's see. What was I going to say?
Who knows?
Oh, El Museo Winter Market. El Museo Winter Market. Yes, at the El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. Crafts, jewelry, collectibles, antiques, 8 to 3 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sundays, through the rest of the winter, through May 1st. So head over to El Museo if you're looking for some shopping gifts. Let's say you're thinking, boy, Robert Nutt, that sounds like an interesting guy. I want to buy him something cool. There's many different places you can go, from the book sale, because I like books, to the El Museo Winter Market, to the Contemporary Clay Fair, to some other places too, but we won't talk about those in the air.
Have you found that you're less materialistic as time goes by? You just don't want stuff anymore?
I would say I'm much less materialistic, except I still, you know, like to, you know, I'm greedy, so I want things. I still expect Santa Claus to show up on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. No, actually, I'm a minimalist. I give things away. People who come to my apartment are like, this is all you have. I live a very monastic style. I don't see why I would need anything. The things I buy the most of are books and clothes anymore, because I need the clothes and the books. I like books. I don't even buy like a lot of DVDs anymore. Once in a great while, there's a movie I really want to watch. Because how often do you want to watch, say, Casablanca, really? Or the Three Stooges Volume 6?
You know, Casablanca, I would say once every couple of years.
And the Three Stooges Volume 6?
Never.
It's funny, I watch that about once every 2 weeks in Casablanca, never.
Then again, there is
yes?
Team America World Police, which I watch once a year. I've probably seen that thing 10 or 15 times.
Oh, this is good. What's your guilty pleasure for something you watch that we don't know about?
Or like the South Park movie. Basically, anything that Trey Parker and Matt Stone have ever put their hands on, I will watch with pleasure and get something out of it. I've already seen it 10 times.
Is there any reality TV show you watch that nobody knows about?
Nope. How about you?
Well, I'm not going to tell. Will Tuttle's discussing the World Peace Diet, 6:30 on Sunday. Interesting, at Santa Fe Unity at Unity Way. And Teatro Progress also has poetry readings, 5 p.m. Sunday, no charge. Elizabeth Rabi and Scott Wiggerman.
Yay.
And
Teatro Paraguas is a wonderful place.
It is a wonderful place. And Joseph Badal is going to be talking about Death Ship at 4 p.m. Sunday at Collected Works. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds intriguing. I wonder if it's like a ghost thing. Where, like,
oh, yeah, he's a thriller writer.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, he's a prolific local thriller writer.
That's why I know his name. Forgive me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know Joseph Badal, but I still don't know Death Ship. You know, it makes me wonder, is it a ship that, like, you buy a ticket to and then it's, like, taking you to death?
I don't know.
What if it was, like, the boat that... What's that guy that runs the boat? The ferryman that takes you across the river. What is it? You know, he's taking your... You know, you go and you pay your money and the ferryman takes you across the river to death. Boy, when's the last time you read the newspaper?
I'm looking for Joseph Badal.
Okay.
Let me just read you this thing. Joseph Badal. Death Ship. Prior to a long finance career, Joseph Badal served as a commissioned officer in the U.S. Army in critical, highly classified positions in the U.S. and overseas, including tours of duty in Greece and Vietnam. And so I guess those are the origins of his suspense novel writings.
Remember, I'm going to have my barrel suspended. Suspensed.
You're going to have your barrel suspended?
Yes. Suspense and suspenders are the same thing. Do you know that?
I do.
That's a deviation of that word.
Just stop while you can. Live music at Collected Works Bookstore.
Tell me about it. Stop tickling.
On Monday, November 23rd at 6 o'clock, called Abby and the Myth.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Posner on banjo, guitar, and vocals, and Donovan Bullen on upright bass of the Los Angeles Porch Rock New Folk Group. So check it out. Live music on Monday. Looks like fun. They look like fun.
And in advance, we've got Dig This Samba at Scottish Rite Temple. It's about December 5th, Saturday, 7:30. It's going to be pianist Bert Galton's The Brazil Project. And Rob Jaramillo joining with John Barlett, Frank Leto. Patty Stevens is the vocalist. They've got other musicians there. It sounds like it's going to be a great samba night at the Scottish Rite Temple, which is over in Paseo de Peralta. Again, that's Saturday, December 5th. You've got to pay to get in. Call 988-1234.
And here's one more thing that's happening at the CCA, and that is the movie called Unbranded, which is about these four guys who decide that they're going to train some wild Mustangs and then ride them from Mexico to Canada.
Is it a documentary? Or
yeah, it's a documentary.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's really good. It takes them months, and they you know, they survive and all of that. They're four young, recent college graduates who went to Texas A&M, and they're full of vim and vigor and confidence, and there's some great horses and some incredible landscapes.
Great. A couple weeks down the road is the 12th annual Circus Luminous over at the Lenzic. Actually, it's November 27th through 29th, so that's post-Thanksgiving, right?
Yep.
That's always a great thing to bring the kids to. Check out ticketsantafe.org. And I hear that music coming to pull me away.
That music means that it is sadly
beautiful
time to go.
Music.
Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. And it's just great to have you back on a more regular basis here on Speaking of the Arts on the Radio Cafe.
I've grown accustomed to your face. I'll be back the Friday before Christmas, right?
That would be fabulous. Right. And then you will promise to sing some Christmas songs
yes.
for us?
I've got a whole litany of those liturgical tunes all lined up to harmonize.
With that kind of an introduction, I can't imagine it'll be anything but fabulous. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
I know that.
We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And shout out to all the great folks at KSFR who keep this station going for you. And, you know, people can always make a contribution to this station, even not during fun drive time. You
That's
go to KSFR.
Idea.
Yeah, you go to KSFR.org. And if you're feeling in that sort of pre-holiday mood and want to help us out and get a tax deduction before the end of the new year, KSFR.org. You hit pledge now, and the rest is very easy. Robert Knott, we will see you soon. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
A safe weekend.
And a safe weekend, and be kind to each other and to the animals. Hasta la vista.